Fresh from a sweeping victory in Palestinian parliamentary elections, the militant Islamist group Hamas has launched a new TV network in the Gaza Strip, Al-Aqsa TV. Hamas hopes to expand its reach, including a trace of ideology in its children's programming, news talk, and religiously inspired entertainment. NPR's Eric Westervelt paid Al-Aqsa TV a visit.
His children's call-in show is a big hit on Hamas's three-year-old radio station, Voice of Al-Aqsa. And next month, Hazem Sharawi plans to bring his show, Paradise Gardens, to Hamas television. The children's voices are sweet and nice. The words, well, let's just say it's not Sesame Street. With soul and blood, we redeem Al-Aqsa, the kids chant happily, referring to the mosque in East Jerusalem, Islam's third holiest site. On the path of righteousness, they sing, we'll proceed toward Al-Aqsa. Known to his fans as Uncle Hazem, Sharawi asked the children what they did on their school break and if they're studying hard in school. He encourages one little girl, you can be anything you want. How are you, doctor? But then Uncle Kazem's kid show gets down to business. It's ideological payoff time. Who do you support for parliament? Kazem asks his young callers. Who do you want for the elections? The dark and the handsome, he asks. No, we want the honest and the strong, the child says, her mother audible in the background, feeding her lines. The good person, the child adds. Vote for the ones who pray and help the poor. Calling his child callers sprouts of faith, Hazem calls on his kids to, quote, carry the banner of Islam, the right path, to respond to the aggressors, a code word for Israel. Come on, kids, we want to create a world revolution and spread Islam and the word of God. This soft-spoken 27-year-old grew up in a Hamas-run mosque, where he eventually taught children to read the Quran. A few years ago, people told Sharawi he was good with kids. Soon, a Hamas radio star was born. In his new TV studio, Hazem says he wants all Hamas children to know, quote, the true map of our homeland, which includes land now in Israel.
Because, you know, the Israelis, the enemies are trying to bring a false picture about what is our homeland. So we tell the child that Jerusalem is ours, as Haifa and Jaffa, and there are lots of refugees in the diaspora because of the occupation who occupied our land.
Sharawi's show is so popular in Gaza, he says, a potato chip and a candy company have asked Uncle Hazem for his endorsement. His appearance at Hamas rallies draws thousands of kids. So far, Al-Aqsa television broadcasts only 8 to 12 hours a day. There are Quranic readings followed by cartoons, religious lessons, and some strident political programming promoting Hamas candidates and the group's network of charities. Hamas TV director Fatih Hamid calls this the station's experimental period, but he has big plans for all kinds of shows. There's what you might call Hamas's version of American Idol, something called A Night on the Air, in which loyal Hamas kids will compete to sing the best militant patriotic song. And a live show where kids battle it out to memorize the Quran, he says, are also in the works. Hamid hopes Hamas's own entertainment shows help change the group's image.
To change the perspective about us among the world, believing that we are terrorists, we will prove to them that we are people under occupation, resisting and struggling to get his rights, and not as a savage terrorist people.
Hamid says Al-Aqsa eventually plans a wider satellite feed to spread the Hamas message across the entire Middle East. It already faces stiff competition from Al-Manar, the TV network of Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant Islamist movement. Hezbollah's satellite channel has broadcast from Lebanon for years. Palestinian analyst Salah Abdel Shafi sees Hamas's TV station as a sign the group is changing, moderating, and seeking political legitimacy.
Hamas having TV station and planning to have a satellite TV station, this is not Hamas that is willing to continue armed struggle. They know Apaches within 15 minutes they can knock down their TV station. So this is a party that is preparing itself to establish visible above the ground institutions.
But to many Israelis, Hamas TV is just another attempt by an unreconstructed terrorist group to whitewash its image. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.